Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Tuesday, September 19th, 2023. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And the first major news I want to break down is the completely naked and out in the open political persecution of anyone opposing the globalist agenda, not just here in the United States. The exact same formula is being used against President Trump and Julian Assange and countless others are being used all over the planet. And it's never been more naked than it is now. I want to play a clip for you of President Trump in a recent interview he did with Meet the Press, where he simply lays out the facts that he is the political front runner against the Republicans in the primaries and against Biden. And this is not just election meddling. This is election theft in front of the world while they charge him, amongst other things, federally, for questioning the 2020 election, which was as crooked as a dog's hind leg. Here's the clip.
You are facing four indictments, 91 felony charges.
If you would say it properly, I'm facing four Biden indictments. He told the Justice Department to indict him, or Merrick Garland said, let's indict him.
Let me ask you this, Mr. President.
They indicted their political opponent.
I just want to hear from you on this. I want to know what's in your head. When you go to bed at night, do you worry about going to jail?
No, I don't really. I don't even think about it. I'm built a little differently, I guess, because I have had people come up to me and say, how do you do it, sir? How do you do it? I don't even think about it. These are corrupt people that I'm dealing with. They're destroying our country. I don't even think about it. All I think about is making the country great, making America great. Look, these are political, these are banana republic indictments. These are third world indictments. The President of the United States sees how we're doing. We have a movement, the likes of which has never happened in this country before. And you see it with the polls. I mean, I'm up on these people by 60 points and 59 points. I don't mean I'm at 59. I'm leading them by 59. You almost say, like, why are they campaigning? Asa Hutchinson, he's at zero. Christie's at two. Other ones are at one. DeSanctimonious is at nine. I just see a poll come. I mean, I'm leading him by 60 points.
Mr. President.
And you say, why are they doing it? But here's what they did. They saw this happening. And he went to the Attorney General of the United States, and he told them, indict Trump.
There's just no evidence of that,
oh,
Mr.
Why?
President.
Because you mean
let's stay on track.
The corrupt establishment worldwide, run by BlackRock and its private shareholders, is using the same intimidation tactics, but when they stop working and we simply call their bluff, like President Trump has done, it's game over. Now, one of the other big tactics they're using is intelligence agencies, MI6, the CIA, NATO, they're all doing it, will go after any prominent man who's opposing their wars, their open borders, their global currencies, any of it, by simply going out and data mining all the women that a man has been in contact with. And if a man has not been married, had any type of dating life, they will simply contact the women and blackmail them, threaten them, or offer them money. And most of the women still refuse the blackmail, the threats, because they take it to their past. But most of the women refuse. But some of them, via threats or via money or both, will go ahead and go along with it. So in just the last few days, we've seen the head gentleman behind the amazing Operation Saving Children and, of course, the huge film, The Sound of Freedom, now being targeted with the exact same propaganda that we've seen with Russell Brand, that we've seen just with basically anybody and everybody that the system opposes. And that's how they get this job done. So we're going to look at some of those cases when we come back in the next segment, and then all the other big news that is breaking today. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. The only way this information gets out, the only way we circumvent the AI algorithm is you. We the people, people power, human intelligence, human. So I just want you to understand that you're not just part of the solution. When you get excited, when you get focused, when you take action, nothing on earth can stop you. So again, Almost Live Tuesday edition, please take the links from InfoWars.com/show, from the front page of InfoWars. If the link's being blocked online, copy it into another website or do a tweet and then reshare that and get it past the enemy. That's how we're going to win. We'll be right back. It's an InfoWars.
The Satanic New World Order is betting against humanity. They're betting on our weakness. They believe they can destabilize civilization and bring us down into the ashes of history. But the trap they've laid for us will be their destruction, not ours. If we trust in God, and if we are valiant and have courage to speak the truth and not comply and engage in civil disobedience and not join the masses who have decided that they are the scum of the earth, who have decided that they will join with this soulless corporate system. As for InfoWars, we are going to steadfastly continue to fight in the information war with our weapon, the truth, against the enemies of humanity. We put our faith, and we put our trust, we put our destiny in the hands of God. Because it's been said a trillion times, if God be with us, who can be against us?
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome. I'd like to thank everybody for joining us on this live Tuesday worldwide broadcast. It is the 19th day of September 2023. We have a lot of critical news and breaking information to go over here today. But first off, I want to look into political persecution, not just here, but around the world, of anyone opposing the globalist corporate anti-human agenda and their bizarre double standards that are becoming more and more evident on their face to the public. Again, not just in the United States, but worldwide. It's the exact same agencies, the exact same tactics, the exact same playbooks. The latest person that the system's coming after is Mr. Ballard. And, of course, Ballard is the individual that the entire movie is based on, the true story of human trafficking. And that, of course, is the Sound of Freedom. And now they are coming after him, claiming that seven women said that he made sexual advances on them over the last two decades, or that he had sex with them, or that he basically harassed them by coming on to them. Now, understand, they take small children all over the Western world, funded by Disney and BlackRock, and all the big corporations chip in and fund, not just Black Lives Matter, but drag queen pedophile time. But they take children in many cases, to convicted sex offenders, have them sit on their laps, and have them shake their butts in their faces, and have small children put money in their G-strings, literally grooming them. But then somebody like Ballard, we're told, is just the ultimate evil person because he's liked full-grown women and has dated full-grown women. And some of the women said that he pushed himself on them, including women he worked with in the field, and then reportedly during the production of the film that was held up from release for 4 years. So just understand how this works. They can simply go out very, very easily and data mine who you've been around, who you've worked with, and they can then do a background check on the women, find any dirt on them, find any problems in their lives, and basically threaten them with public exposure or with jail time, or they offer them money or both. Now, what ties Tim Ballard of the Sound of Freedom in with Russell Brand, in with Elon Musk, in with Congressman Matt Gaetz, in with Julian Assange, in with Donald Trump, in with Andrew Tate? The list goes on and on. All of these men challenge key parts of the globalist larger operation. and that's why they had to be destroyed, or the system attempted to destroy them. You don't need me to list off the litany of what happened to Julian Assange. They admitted two women, one of them that worked for the CIA on record as a reported sex operative, went out to a bar, picked him up, said they wanted to have a menage a trois. He had a menage a trois. Years later, when the system wants to go after him for releasing all the CIA corruption and war crimes, the woman goes and files a report and says, well, the condom broke. So it was consensual, but the condom broke. And then he's caught up in the system, and 10 years later is still in solitary confinement. Okay? So you can get past the allegation. You can even beat the court case, but once they come after you, they tie you up in all the red tape. Ballard is exposing human trafficking of children and really breaking through the system, so they're attacking him. Trump's exposing the entire globalist system and of the open borders and the sellout of U.S. industry and the whole Hate America operation. So now, what's happened to President Trump? Well, this woman comes out, says decades ago he grabbed her in a clothing changing room at a mall. There's no witnesses. She didn't tell anybody at the time. Her story matches that of a made-for-TV movie a few years ago. And then she goes on Anderson Cooper and says rape is really hot and women love it, which they don't. At least in my experience, or most people's experience, they've told me. And it turns out it's just a complete whack job online. A New York jury, they changed the law so they can get rid of statute of limitations, finds that Trump defamed her for saying he was innocent and that he thought she was lying. They didn't find him guilty of raping her. It was civil. They just said, well, we didn't find that you raped her, but you're not allowed to say you're innocent. So the list goes on and on. And I know how real this is, because I've been contacted by women and people that I have just known, in fact, not even sexually, that there was data mining going on in the last 5 years, 6 years, where these big corporations and PI groups, that's who they use as the investigative arm, that's really government, and major corporations funding it. What they do is they go out and if you shake a woman's hand at a party, or you take a photo with a woman at a shopping mall, you're a well-known person, or you're some woman's husband, but you shook hands, with them and took a picture. They data mine that, and then they contact them and say, hey, you know Alex Jones? And sometimes they contact back and they go, yeah, I met him once. Oh, really? Did he do anything to you? And then they find out that you actually dated them. Well, then they data mine for any corruption they think is there. They start threatening them. They start guilting them. They start offering them money. But I have not been promiscuous really since college, early college, when I was really about 18 out of high school, 19. And so they were unable to data mine that and do that to me. And they'd have a big enough pool to find some crazy person that would set me up. But if I was even bigger like Trump, then there's going to be a lot of haters out there, and you could obviously find a crazy person that is willing to say that that's the case, or someone that wants fame or money or power. So they really show you who they are when they're doing all of this. And again, if they can't find women to say that you've done something, then they'll have the IRS come after you, or they'll find some, quote, regulation you did wrong, or they'll find some business deal that they you claim that you filed something incorrectly. And if that doesn't work, well, then they just continue to assassinate your character in the media. And these are all shake-and-bake operations. They're all very, very formulaic. Once the story gets picked up, it's run by PR firms. You will see in the same time stamp, in the same 1 or 2 minute period, hundreds of articles published, whether it's about me or whether it's about Trump or whether it's about Tucker Carlson, all in the same moment. Everywhere. And I've talked to some of the reporters involved. They all agree with the PR firms to hold their story to an exact moment that they all release them, so, quote, nobody gets the scoop on the other one. And so that's another one of the telltale signs of how this works. So it's completely synthetic. And that's why we have a statute of limitations. That's why it's 5 to 10 years, depending on the state you live in. Many crimes are 2 years. But just pull back and think about, for just a moment, how Democrat DAs, Soros DAs are releasing people that have been arrested for rape sometimes in a day or two, or people with armed robbery sometimes the next day, or even in the case of places in Texas where they gunmen shoot people on 6th Street or in Austin or shoot people in Fort Worth on the side of the street, and they just release them the next day. So they want crime in the streets. They want fentanyl in the streets. They want homelessness everywhere. They want crime running rampant. But when they want to selectively enforce, oh, then it's the biggest story ever that 15 years ago Trump supposedly did this, or a decade ago this other person supposedly did that. If you've been assaulted, if something's been done to you, well, then you need to go report it, at least in the first few years. You need to have some witnesses. But the media, the corporate-controlled media, has run the idea that we got to listen to everybody that makes allegations if it's a woman against a conservative. Especially if it's a man exposing human trafficking to children, well then, again, use this tactic like they're doing against Ballard. We're going to go to break, break more of this down coming back. There's a lot of other big news we're going to be breaking down today. I want to thank you all for tuning in, but I wanted to talk about this tactic. Now it's becoming incredibly obvious.
Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
On March 6, 2001, Alex Jones first predicted the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center.
You've got an element of the FBI and these war game scenarios where they can remote control a 747 and they're going to crash it into the World Trade Center.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
And we are back here on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday worldwide transmission. The next big story I want to look at is the completely dissolved borders in much of Europe and here in the United States. The very same NGOs, UN, non-governmental organizations that run the European invasion, the refugee centers, are the same ones that run the operations in Central South America and on the U.S. border. There is now more dramatic footage of gigantic caravans pouring up into Europe. Huge flotillas coming into Italy, out of North Africa, just massive train loads pouring up through Mexico up to the Texas and Arizona border. Biden has gone and had much of the wall that Trump put in cut down. This is replacement migration. This is a giant third world population being brought in who will almost none of them get jobs, will be put on welfare, and will be another group that the left and the law firms and the Democratic Party and the Communist and Socialist parties in Europe sign up for welfare and then basically milk and farm because of our social system that basically has been set up as a magnet for this. This is meant to break our society. It's meant to bankrupt the social safety net. It is the Cloward-Piven operation, and that's why the ADL and other leftist groups come out and demonize anybody that talks about replacement migration, because it's a real UN plan, it's real UN documents, it's real UN doctrine, and it is completely operational. 2000 to 2001 document, the UN said they want 600 plus million, quote, migrants here in the United States. They want 500 million to be brought in by 2045 into Europe as well. And that's how they are engaged in reverse colonialism. Now, if you go to places in Mexico or places in Africa, there are nice cities and nice people and even some middle classes. But when you see who's being brought in from these hundreds of third world countries into Europe and the United States, it is the very dregs, the very bottom of society, criminals, mentally ill people. Around 80% in Europe and here in the U.S. are military age men. The crime, the rape, the insanity, the road warrior level situation is absolutely stunning to behold, and the globalists are just getting started. Again, they had a couple years of lockdowns in Europe, a year or so in the U.S., but the third world that went on for 3 years, 3 years of the IMF and World Bank to control those countries through debt, as official policy saying, you can't work on your farm, you can't work at the ranch, you can't work at the factory, and the people were starving to death. And so then the strongest, youngest military-age men are able to make it up through the different corridors up to the U.N. refugee centers. They're given their debit cards. They're financed with the State Department, USAID, and then they come in. This is a mechanized, organized operation. And finally, what I said under Obama and then now in the last 2.5 years under Biden is mainstream news. Congress is saying it, that the Border Patrol is there with the National Guard to facilitate bringing the illegal aliens in. That's why they call them migrants, because that's a U.N. treaty. The U.N. is, quote, over global migrants. Migrants is a different definition, like of seasonal workers who would come across Mexico for hundreds of years, say, in Texas or California. That's different. Or refugees from a war. Migrants are not people that in many cases have money to fly here from China or fly here from Nigeria or you know, come here in all these different ways and then get signed up to be brought into the nation, or who can travel up to the Darien Gap in Panama and come up into Mexico and get on a train and then ride right into Texas, right in the arms of the NGOs that set them up and bring them in to the globalist family. And so this issue is literally critical in the globalist plan to break our back. And that's why it's really important that we continue to hammer this. And we're getting very close in Europe, very close here, to getting new governments in, populist, quote, right-wingers being elected everywhere, that will put a stop to this and then deport these people back to their countries. Because they're not being brought here to enrich the nation like many of the people that have come here legally and who are the best of their nations. Instead of a brain drain out of the third world to the U.S. like we had in the past, we are being given the dregs of society. So we've got to keep pushing, keep exposing. There's a headline up on Infowars.com about how, oh, members of Congress want their private intelligence briefings and their secret intelligence briefings to be made public so the public knows how bad it is. You don't need an intelligence briefing to know how bad it is. You can go to the Texas-Arizona border. You can see it for yourself. It is the end of our country. You can go to the European borders. You can go to Italy. You can go to these countries and witness it for yourself. And, of course, the deliberate destruction of the Western world's borders is all part of a larger plan to destabilize and finally collapse industrial civilization to force a 6-plus billion. Actually, we only want to leave 500 million people alive. So that's a 7.5 billion population operation. I mean, it's just so unspeakable. It's so over the top. It's so amazing. And the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, the WEF are so public about it. Bill Gates is so public about it. Klaus Schwab is so public about it. I played clips of him yesterday saying they hope they can depopulate us to 500 million in a civil way. Well, that means they want you to civilly sit there and take it, to lie down and take it. Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support on the broadcast, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with the trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now, InfoWarsStore.com. Now Owen Schroyer takes over. My fellow patriots, the trifecta has not been in stock for years. Many of these products have been sold out for years, but we've not had all three of them at once together at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. This is your best opportunity at the lowest price to support the broadcast, but more importantly, experience DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus, and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. All three of these products are back in stock right now for a limited time at 40% off. It would take me an hour to tell you about what's in DNA Force Plus or Real Red Pill Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about these products, find out why they're so game-changing, and get yours today. DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, all three back in stock It's the trifecta sale, 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on air.
Attention projectionist, adjust the lens so that your picture will be focused properly before the show starts.
Powerful InfoWars life formula yet. DNA Force Plus is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Mainstream media.
Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, we are now broadcasting live from the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. An honor and a privilege to be here with you hosting the Alex Jones Show. Let me just hit the reset button real quick as we are now live in studio. We are going to get back into the illegal immigration story with Pastor Rodney Howard Brown coming up in about 30 minutes. And we're so numb to this issue now from years of illegal immigration and illegal immigrants pouring over the southern border. But it's actually reaching a level of such shock and awe. The lack of response to it is also now a story. When we have trainloads and boatloads, and this is all on video documented, and now the Border Patrol is going down to the border wall gates, and there's thousands of illegal immigrants standing on the other side, and the Border Patrol comes over to the gate and opens it up and then does a head count like it's a nightclub. And they say, oh, okay, max capacity for the nightclub tonight, 200. And they sit there and they count them out head by head. And then they say, okay, now it's going to be a one in, one out, except there's no out. It's just in. I mean, talk about shock and awe. Talk about invasion. So we're going to have that coming up. I got a big stack of political news. I've got a stack of crime news. We've got a stack of health news. Now, I'm sure it's happened before, but this week at NFL football games, it appears two men died from a heart attack at the games. So obviously you can imagine where we're going with this. Now there's a little more context to be added. Don't jump to any conclusions, but we're going to get into that as well. A new Elon Musk story, some more January 6th defendants news with a new charge coming down. And then I also have a bit of a legal update on my case that I want to let you know about. And considering how supportive you have been in the audience, you deserve to know this latest update. So we're going to have all that coming up. But first, let's go to this political issue right now of the lack of leadership from Kevin McCarthy and basically how he has not made good on his promises to the House Republicans that voted for him and to the American people who he's representing. He really thought he could get in there, be an empty suit, have some decent rhetoric, and disappear into the night without anybody noticing. Well, we are noticing, Kevin, and Matt Gaetz is really taking the leadership role that you, Kevin McCarthy, should have been taking up. So this continued resolution to fund the government for the next 30 days with all these misrepresentations, oh, it'll secure the border, oh, it'll stop funding for Ukraine, and all this other jazz, totally made up, totally BS. Matt Gaetz is the only one telling the truth on the issue. Everybody else is playing politics. And that's what it's, that's kind of the, I think that's the real story here is that, and look, I understand there's a certain level of you got to play politics. And I don't take it as offensively when Donald Trump doesn't want to answer if a man can be a woman. And when Donald Trump maybe changes his rhetoric on the abortion issue, still undoubtedly the most pro-life president there's ever been, but people took some shots at him for the responses on Meet the Press on the abortion issue. That's Donald Trump playing politics, spoken like a true politician. So I'm not here to defend it. I'll explain what it is. I don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. I'm not a purist. But that's playing politics. But that's a TV interview. That's a presidential campaign. That's Donald Trump trying to get these votes in the middle. What's going on in Congress with Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans playing politics with the Biden administration just to go along to get along? No. We can't tolerate that anymore, and Matt Gaetz isn't tolerating it anymore. And what is basically a one-off of the Freedom Caucus now that is refusing to vote in support of this continued resolution, it seems is becoming hardened in its, no, we're not going to play politics with you anymore. So we do have some updates on that. We have 19 now. We have 19 Republicans now refusing to go along with this. Let's go ahead and give you the names. These are the good Republicans. Andy Biggs, Dan Bishop, Lauren Boebert, Ken Buck, Tim Burchett, Eli Crane, Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Corey Mills, Ralph Norman, Andy Ogles, Matt Rosendale, Victoria Spartz, Anna Paulina Luna, Paul Gosar, Tony Gonzalez, Bob Good, Wesley Hunt, Ronnie Jackson. So this list has slowly and surely grown, and that's a good sign. That's a good sign. So instead of the no votes losing momentum, they're gaining momentum. Now, Matt Gaetz has been extremely active in more ways than one, actually. I mean, he's really doing the good work. He's done more in the last 48 hours than Kevin McCarthy has done in his entire role as Speaker. And the latest gauntlet thrown down by Matt Gaetz is crown-worthy. But first, let's go to some comments from Gaetz. Here's Gaetz on the House floor, just a brief response to this continued resolution for the American people. Here's Gaetz on the floor last night in clip 25.
Mr. Speaker, I'm not voting for a continuing resolution. I'm not voting to continue the failure and the waste and the corruption and the election interference and in some cases the efforts that could lead this country into World War III. I oppose the CR authored by my friend and colleague from Florida, Byron Donalds. The Donalds CR continues the Ukraine policy negotiated by Speaker Pelosi and Mitch McConnell in the omnibus that conservatives were against. The Donald CR is a permission slip for Jack Smith to continue his election interference as they are trying to gag the president, the former president of the United States, and the leading contender for the Republican nomination. And the Donald CR abandons the principle that it is only a review of single subject spending bills that will save this country and allow us to tweeze through these programs and force these agencies to stand up and defend their budget. My friends, we are approaching the days where we're facing $2 trillion annual deficits atop a $33 trillion debt. This is unsustainable. And just to continue things with some facial 8% cut over 30 days that will lead to no programmatic reform is an insult to the principles we fought for in January. I yield back.
Matt Gaetz then went on Steve Bannon earlier today and said this.
But let's get to this 8% cut, right? It's for 30 days. Is there a single agency of government where an 8% cut over 30 days is going to lead to any type of programmatic reform? Not even the people who are in favor of the Donald CR believe that the 8% cut is going to lead to any programmatic reform. It's just going to be a month where nobody buys any new laptops. Maybe they cancel a few subscriptions. Is that what you won the Republican majority for? Is that what you knocked on the doors for and made the phone calls for and donated the money for? Because it's not why I'm here. I'm also pretty down on these like horizontal cuts. I think it is just lazy to say, okay, well, every agency is going to have the same percentage, 8%. 8 sounds like a good number. Like, that's unserious. There are some agencies that need far, far deeper vertical cuts. And when you just do this homogenized percentage across the board, what it shows is that you're not able to go out and make the case for these specific things that you're trying to get rid of. So I think that, you know, while it's a sincere effort to try to demonstrate that we care about spending cuts, it's a virtue signal. It's not the work.
Now, I'm not sure who inside the Republican Party is exhibiting more leadership quality right now than Matt Gaetz, but what he has done most recently might be the most powerful gauntlet he's thrown down yet. We'll show you on the other side.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Exhibiting more leadership than Matt Gaetz is right now. I couldn't tell you. I would say it's Matt Gaetz and maybe Matt Gaetz alone taking this leadership role. And he kind of threw the gauntlet down on himself 2 weeks ago. He got called out by the public saying, hey, you know, Matt, you haven't done enough. And instead of
crying and complaining. Instead, he said, you know what? You're right. I haven't done enough. And I redouble my efforts and promises to the American people to do more right now. And he's followed through. Now, one more comment from Matt Gaetz, or, well, we'll say a couple more comments from Matt Gaetz on this issue of the continued resolution. And then I'm going to tell you what he's done more recently, throwing the gauntlet down on the empty suit Kevin McCarthy, and really just, quite frankly, embarrassing Kevin McCarthy. Matt Gaetz says this in the Byron Donalds continued resolution, and he's somehow remaining amicable and friendly during this. I must disagree with my dear friend Byron Donalds. The question is whether we will demand single subject spending bills with open amendments and spending caps. We do that or we vote no. By the way, who would be against this? Single issue voting bills, single issue spending bills. It's like, duh. Because they load these 1,000-page bills with all this pork barrel. Nobody can even read them. So why not have just single issue, single page, single line? It's like, duh, let's simplify this. But see, the government doesn't want you to understand. They don't want you to see the single spending bills. They want to load it all with pork. We do that or the administrative state wins, possibly forever. That was the deal written by far brighter people than me in January. I'm not attacking Chip Roy or Byron or Scott. I'm trying to convince them the Donald's continued resolution is a horrible strategy. I just want to get our best players back on side so we can run winning plays. He also responded positively to this from Gunther Engelman. Eagleman, if I was speaker, it would be really simple today. Listen up, you Democrat and Rhino. Beep. We are shutting the government down until we close the border. January 6th defendants are released. Ukraine funding is done. The 87,000 IRS agents are fired. And the FBI and DOJ are defunded. Call me when you are ready to sign. Peace. Matt Gaetz confirms. He likes that message, says Gunther for speaker. So, honestly, I'm really impressed by Matt Gaetz. This next issue I'm about to get into here is really throwing the gauntlet down. And here's what's upsetting to me. There's no organization, there's no general management of the GOP. None. Ronna McDaniel is out to lunch, probably literally. And so what we have right now is an individual, Matt Gaetz, who's putting forth a full and good faith effort for the American people and doing the things that universally all Republican voters, I would imagine, support. And where is his support inside the Republican Party coming from? 19 people voting no? Kevin McCarthy still wanting a political standoff with him? An empty suit? Ronna McDaniel nowhere to be found? There should be general management, organizing, and leadership of the Republican Party coming from the RNC chair, Ronna Romney McDaniel, who's failing us miserably and is an embarrassment to Republican voters. Because otherwise there's no incentive other than, I guess, to prove your value and your integrity to the American people. Otherwise there's no incentive. This is like a rookie running back in the NFL who's maybe number three on the depth chart coming out on a Sunday at noon and making 15 carries for 200 yards. General management, the coaching staff says, that's talent. Get him the ball. Well, that's basically Matt Gaetz right now. Now, he's not a rookie, but it's like, hey, that's the guy scoring touchdowns. That's the guy catching passes. That's the guy converting on third down. Get him the ball. This is our leader. This is our guy. That should be the movement behind Matt Gaetz right now. But see, Ronna Romney McDaniel is out to lunch and she's in Kevin McCarthy's pocket. So Matt Gaetz has thrown down the gauntlet in a way never seen before. And what a better way to do this. Representative Matt Gaetz to Speaker McCarthy, after 8 months of inaction, I have taken the liberty of drafting a subpoena to Hunter Biden. It simply requires your date and signature. Millions of Americans are wondering if you're serious. So now Matt Gaetz has just Then he took the ball. He ran it 99.9 yards down the field. He's standing on the goal line and he says, Kevin, all you got to do is grab the ball and walk across the goal line and you get a touchdown. And you watch, Kevin McCarthy won't do it. And that will just prove beyond any reasonable doubt that Kevin McCarthy never wanted to score a touchdown and should never be handed the ball again. Now, let's read this draft, drafted by Matt Gaetz for Kevin McCarthy, doing all the legwork, running the ball all the way down the field, and then telling McCarthy he can take credit for the touchdown. To Robert Hunter Biden, Dear Mr. Biden, in accordance with the House of Representatives' duty to investigate President Joseph R. Biden Jr.'s alleged bribery and other high crimes and misdemeanors, and in the furtherance of this House's impeachment inquiry, please find and comply with this lawful subpoena. This subpoena hereby orders the production of relevant documentary material as set forth on the attached schedule, followed by your participation in one or more days of deposition testimony. The deposition will be under oath and will be led by the professional staff of the Judiciary Committee as well as its members. As with all witnesses who are required to appear before the Judiciary Committee, you may raise any relevant privilege objections to specific questions asked during your deposition. If you intend to invoke your Fifth Amendment rights against self-incrimination for your testimony, please so inform the Judiciary Committee. Likewise, for any document described in the schedule, you may make relevant objections in a privilege log, which shall be produced to the Judiciary Committee by the subpoena return date. Any privilege assertion should be made with accompanying information sufficient to allow an informed assessment of the validity of the asserted privilege. The attached schedule is focused on records in your custody and control that are uniquely positioned to provide the Judiciary Committee in light of your role in President Biden's alleged bribery and other high crimes and misdemeanors. Please respond at your earliest convenience. The United States House of Representatives looks forward to your cooperation with this subpoena. Sincerely, Kevin McCarthy. Written by Matt Gaetz for Kevin McCarthy, carrying the ball downfield and then telling him he can get credit for the touchdown. And then here are the 10 points. In accordance with the attached definitions and instructions, you, Hunter Biden, are hereby required to produce all documents and communications in your possession, custody, or control. All email correspondence, including sent and received emails, attachments, and metadata between Hunter and Joe Biden from January 2008 to present. All email correspondence, including sent and received emails, attachments, and metadata between Hunter and domestic and foreign business partners from January 2008 to present. All text message and multimedia messages, photos, videos sent or received by Hunter Biden or any mobile device or application that pertained to his contact with Joe Biden from January 8 to present. By the way, this is even more relevant now that we know Joe Biden had multiple pseudonyms. So it's not just between Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. It's between Hunter Biden and J.R. Beware and all of his other pseudonyms. Why did he have secret names and burner phones? All text messages and multimedia messages sent or received by Hunter Biden to any device or application that pertained to his contact with domestic and foreign business partners, 2008 to present. All records of phone calls, call logs, and call details, including but not limited to date, time, duration, and participants involving Hunter Biden and Joe Biden from January 2008 to present. All documents, contracts, agreements, financial records, communications related to domestic business partners or ventures in which Hunter Biden was involved from January 2008 to present. All documents, contracts, agreements, financial records, communications related to foreign business partnerships or ventures in which Hunter Biden was involved from 2008 to present. Any and all records, reports, or documents relating to Hunter Biden's ownership or involvement in any computer, phone, or application used to communicate with Joe Biden and domestic and foreign business partners during the specified time frame. All records of applications or software used by Hunter Biden for communication purposes with Joe Biden and domestic foreign business partners from 2008 to present, including but not limited to messaging apps, email, clients, and social media platforms. Any other documents, records, or information related to Hunter Biden's contact with Joe Biden and domestic and foreign business partners during the period of 2008 to present. Now, again, Joe Biden had four different pseudonyms that we know of. We already have at least one Hunter Biden laptop that they denied was his, and now Hunter Biden had sued twice to keep the laptop from the public, which now confirms it's real, and then more court filings here in the subpoena. So Matt Gaetz just did all of Kevin McCarthy's work for him. Kevin McCarthy said he wanted to score a touchdown. So Matt Gaetz ran the ball 99.9 yards down the field and is now handing Kevin McCarthy the ball, asking him to walk it over the goal line. Will McCarthy do it?
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.